We oppose airport expansion at Gatwick because of what it will do to the surrounding areas, areas of outstanding natural beauty, the fact it will destroy 17 listed buildings, which is more than HS2, acres of ancient woodlands, and the aircraft already impact in a 30-mile radius, so that's Kent, Surrey and Sussex. So for so many reasons, we oppose Gatwick expansion, but we sincerely believe that Gatwick is the wrong side of London and thus does not benefit the UK as a whole. And thus their proposals are quite flawed because they export people on holiday. They don't bring money into the UK. You have to take on board that London has 5 international airports, and airports north of London have huge capacity just sitting empty. We don't endorse a new runway because we don't believe there is a need for one, because you should use the capacity that's there, allow people to fly from a local airport, and so reduce each passenger's carbon footprint. Why force cargo and all the passengers round to the bottom of the M25, which is already completely at standstill, so they can fly on a cheap holiday to Alicante? So we would like to see the whole picture of the country looked at rather than keep putting everything in the southeast. For us, we've been blighted ever since Gatwick started this campaign for a second runway. And that blight means that people can't get on with their lives. It means that houses have been devalued. Already Gatwick's flight paths cause huge problems for areas around Gatwick, because where we live in rural areas, we're not in London. And our houses are valued on their tranquility and the natural beauty surrounding us. Gatwick simply destroys that. And so whilst the blight hangs over the 3 counties that it affects, people just can't get on with their lives. And some people, sadly, have now negative mortgages because of the threat of Gatwick expanding. So we're hoping for a clear decision so that people can get on with their lives and not ifs and buts and maybes. It's the wrong airport. And so we will seek to legally challenge any decision on Gatwick, because we won't believe that it's been done on the facts, and it will be done potentially as a political cop-out.